You've seen all the visuals and the news reports of people just about losing their minds in all the panic buying that's ensued after the corona outbreak. One of the strangest incidents had to be the one in Australia, where one woman assaulted another in Woolworths over the last bag of toilet paper. Can you believe it? But there's also been panic buying of other products, hand sanitizer, masks, and we've of course seen the stockpiling of other goods as well. Now, News 24 looked into what makes people behave this way in a crisis, and we thought we should speak to the psychiatrist they approached, Dr. Renata Skuman, to find out what fuels this kind of behavior. Dr. Skuman is head of the MBA in Healthcare Leadership, University of Stellenbosch Business School. Dr. Skuman, or Professor Skuman, good afternoon. Thank you very much for your time on Afternoon Drive. Tell us, what's behind all this panic buying?
Good afternoon, Joanne and listeners. I think the very first thing is the uncertainty that we have. Some of you might have been spared what we went through in the Western Cape a number of years ago with the day zero approaching. And I remember very vividly how all of us, me included, was very, very worried about the water, and we bought water.
Yes.
So part of it is the uncertainty. If we do not know what is the outcome, will we be affected by the coronavirus? Will our family or friends be affected? Will we be able to stay safe if there's infected cases in our area? So that uncertainty drives it. And now we will try to take any possible precaution to make us feel that we're more in control of the situation. So we will go and buy sanitizers, toilet paper, whatever we think is necessary. And that is fueled by what we see on social media, where people then spur each other on, you better make sure that you get this, or you better make sure that you have enough of that. Similar to what happened in the year 2000 as well with the Y2K, where we were concerned about what's going to happen the next day, whether we will be here. So part of it's just human nature. If we feel uncertain, we will control our environment in the way that we can control it. So that is the very first thing. And as I mentioned, then social media is also a big driver of what we call herd mentality.
Mm.
So we're standing in the queue and we suddenly see the person in front of us, oh, they have two packs of toilet paper, or they bought four hand sanitizers. And I quickly leave my trolley and run back and see what else is available. And that is definitely also fueled by a lack of information. And I think there's a lot of websites and companies, especially the medical companies, that has put in huge effort together with the WHO to really give correct information to the public as well, what we can do to protect ourselves and our loved ones versus what is really just the hype and being carried away, and which can then cause stock depletion for people that really need it, the people that's vulnerable to infection or healthcare providers.
You know, you've made some brilliant points there. And of course, there's the reality that much of this behavior is simply irrational. How do we address it and how do we change this behavior, Prof?
The first thing is to really look at the facts. If we look at what is the spread of the virus, what is the mode of transmission, it's droplet spread at this stage. Initially, it was from food stuff. And we know there's two ways, the droplets and then fecal oral route. So the best thing you can do is wash your hands. And if you look at research also comparing hand sanitizers to the good old-fashioned soap and water, good old-fashioned soap and water is even still the best.
Thank you for saying that. Small things,
not necessarily cuffing in your hand, but cuffing into a handkerchief or into your elbow, not necessarily shaking everyone's hands of all the strangers. And then regular hand washing during the day is really the best thing. And then also, obviously, avoiding unnecessary exposure. So if you know that there is now cases in certain places, or traveling to certain countries is maybe a bit more risky, if you can postpone travel, postpone travel. It's not necessary that you have to go on a holiday necessarily now. But also don't panic, but first get the facts and maybe consult with a doctor specializing in travel medicine. Consult with various of the information centers that has been brought to life now recently by the Department of Health as well. So that would be the first step. And then the second step is also to just maybe pause a moment and think of, am I worried that I'm buying now, not buying now, and maybe losing out? It's almost like going to a sale. You know, if there's a Black Friday, people tend to buy without necessarily needing products, but we're scared of missing out. A little bit of FOMO, what we call loss aversion, that you're scared of missing out on something that you might potentially need, but you don't actually need it.
Excellent advice there, Prof. Thank you so much for speaking to us. Professor Renata Skooman, she's psychiatrist and head of the Healthcare Leadership MBA at the University of Stellenbosch.